from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you guys have a little, not FOMO, but last night watching the All-Star game, didn't it make you miss the one that was here? And don't you want another one here, ASAFP?
My wife goes, when's San Diego just going to get it again? And I go, well, it's not like the Super Bowl where they rotate between like five cities.
Right.
They probably should, but they don't. Everybody gets one. I'm like, San Diego's not getting one for like 20 years.
You think?
They really, at least for now, Major League Baseball has been kind of fairsies when it comes to the All-Star game and distributing it around to the different teams, which is weird because most sports don't do fairsies. They do the places that they feel are going to be the best showcases for the games and, you know, the best venues for the games. But essentially, they pretty much just take turns going around each of the different places.
Like the Super Bowl is like Vegas, SoFi, Phoenix,
Dallas,
back to Vegas, yeah. Dallas, SoFi,
Arizona,
like,
yeah.
Let's see. Let's go.
State Fart Stadium.
So, it's,
yes.
2026 is already decided in Philadelphia. Next year in Atlanta.
26 in Philly?
Just at Arlington. All right. Before that, Seattle, LA.
All-Star game?
Yeah. Yeah. Before that, there's just the list. Seattle, LA, Denver, Cleveland, Washington, D.C., Miami, San Diego, 2016. Cincinnati, Minneapolis, New York City, Kansas City, Phoenix, Anaheim, St. Louis. New York City did get it twice there. San Francisco. Pittsburgh, Detroit, Houston, Chicago, Milwaukee. They really just
go
everywhere and you have to wait your turn.
Imagine giving Dick Manfart like another world all-star game. And owners that don't spend money and rewarding them with all that entails.
Like which ballpark would you think has hosted the most all-star games in baseball history?
Which ballpark?
Yeah.
I was thinking like Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, maybe.
It's pretty obvious. It's the two oldest ones. Wrigley
and Fenway.
And they both host three in like 100 years.
You're kidding.
I guess that's the most. Three.
How many have the San Diego Padres hosted?
Two.
Just two.
One at the Q and one at Petco.
No,
Park.
So he said 78 also. Was that right? Here?
Oh, they did get 78. Okay, so two at the Q
they've
and one
three.
Here. So they've had three, but not at the same
not
ballpark.
Not at the same ballpark.
Right. But Wrigley, 47, 62, 90. Fenway, 46, 61, 99. And then, everywhere else is basically two. Oh, Angel Stadium has three, too. 67, 89, 2010. Yeah. But those are three of the older ballparks in the league. Everywhere else, maximum of two at this point.
Interesting. All right, well. Bo, I mean, it's when like you're 23, look forward to that.
It's a much smaller scale.
The old
like,
Yankee
the winter
Stadium
should be
four.
In San Diego
it's
every
year. Discontinued.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, you just kind of have to wait your turn. Unfortunately, their turn, if it goes in order, won't come until, you know, the 2040s, which seems like a long way off.
Will we even be here? We won't be here.
No.
I won't be here. I'll promise you that in 2040.
I don't know if it'll be called 97.3 the Fan, but they're
97.3 the Machine.
Hey, can you guys do a special all-star game show on Sunday for the workout day?
Adam, I'm 73 years old, dude. I do not want to do an all-star roundtable. Are you insane? I'm 70. Should I bring my colostomy bag with me? Like, I can't do this. Stop asking me to do round tables. You're killing me. You're absolutely killing me. It just hit me again that we have a round table tomorrow.
So much to talk about.
During the All-Star break. So, Jackson Merrill, what do you think of this kid? He's so good.
It's the second half preview edition of the roundtable.
You are joking.
I'm not, because I'm the one who has to come up with the questions and the topics. I don't have all of them yet. I'm still working on it.
You need some help?
Yeah.
All right, ask Paulie.
Okay.
All right.
Paulie, can you help me out with a Rhino report?
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Paulie Ray in the chat said, by then, things Ben likes will be 4 hours long.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
A full show.
Hey, you wanted a round table? Here you go. 4 hours of what Ben likes.
Oh, man.
I like Ensure. I like Depends. Yeah, by that time.
I like our AI robotic overlords.
I like Metamucil.
I like Metamucil. Take it away, Paulie.
All righty. Thank you. I want to start off. We were discussing this yesterday when we were talking about Monday's home run derby. It was fine. It was lacking, though. You know, when you don't have Judge, Stanton, Otani, etc. in the home run derby, it kind of, like, you're kind of up against it from the beginning.
Yeah.
You're just like...
bunch of shortstops in there. Bobby Witt,
yeah,
Gunner, Outbound, great players.
Like, Outbound. Really, really good players. But they're not the big boys. I want to give credit to John Boy. He posted a video this morning. He has an idea of how to get the best home run hitters in the game as part of the home run derby every year. And he's following the...
kidnap their families,
yes,
and make them participate.
For ransom. Yes.
Put a gun. No. He is taking the Hard Knocks method. There's so much criteria that goes into Hard Knocks. If you have a new coach, you're not qualified or you're not eligible to be on the show.
Wait. That usually gets more teams out of having to do Hard Knocks than making them do Hard Knocks.
I'm just saying, he's kind of it's the reverse of that, but they're putting some criteria to it. So here's what John Boy suggested.
I thought about how they do Hard Knocks. There's like criteria for who gets chosen, and this is baked into a contract with the league and the teams that they all sign. This is what I think would help the event get star power there. If you finished in the top 10 for home runs the year before, you're eligible to be chosen. If you are in the top 10 in Major League Baseball for home runs the current year, in the first half, you're eligible to be chosen. That's going to weed you down to about 15 guys. If you've done it in the last 2 years, you can say nope. If you had an IL stint in the month of May, June, or July, you don't have to do it. It has to be less rounds and less swings. So you got to shrink the field to 6 guys, top 3 advance, those 3 go, winner wins. Make it a 2.5-hour event. Take away the cash prize. So you pay $1 million to the winner right now, just divide that between the 6 of them. I don't know if they wanted to incentivize the big stars because now it's money, but I actually think what they did was anyone that's got a $300 million contract isn't going to go enter the sweepstakes to steal money from the dude making $500,000.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. I was going to suggest, because I think I heard Annie and Elston talk about it, short, just 4 players, $1 million to the winner.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just 2 rounds. It's a semifinal and a final. It's not that bad.
I just want to see tanks, man. I just want to see big old tanks. I don't want to see the big, prodigious home run hitters in it. I love Bobby Witt. I love Gunnar Henderson. I love Alec Bohm. Nothing against those guys. I would cut off an appendage to have any or all 3 of them on my team. They're phenomenal. But again, probably not wired for the home run derby.
I would point out to John Boy, because he did say, okay, you have a injury-less stint,
yeah,
you know, early in the season. You don't have to do it. What about the guy like Manny Machado, who's been playing through injuries all year?
Yeah. Yeah.
And finally
didn't
goes,
take a stint.
I didn't take a stint. Oh, I have to do it now? You mean I finally get a chance where I can take a couple of days off, and you're making me do the home run derby because I didn't take an injury list stint.
You can add criteria to it. You got 10 years in the league, you don't have to do it. You got
now you're not having you're back to the field that we had yesterday.
Not necessarily.
You have too many outs.
Shohei Ohtani doesn't have 10 years in the league.
No, but if you have too many outs, you're not going to have the kind of field you want.
Aaron Judge would
have
been in it. Aaron Judge would have been in. Yeah.
And like maybe that incentivizes Manny to take a 10-day IL stint in May when he probably could have used it.
That's 4D chess.
Is that
right
what
there?
We want? We want Manny to take more IL stints for his own good.
I don't, but I'm just saying. All right, we got our second story here. So I only watch Red Zone when it comes to my NFL experience. Sunday Night Football is on. We'll probably have Monday Night Football on, but as far as like the Sunday slate of games, Red Zone's elite. It's the way to go, especially if you don't have a team. You're going to see everything you could possibly need to see. One of the guys that did NFL Red Zone, and I still don't know exactly who did what, but Andrew Siciliano used to host one.
Yeah, there was that was on DirecTV. I think that was
Siciliano.
Siciliano, and then the other one was Brian Hansen, who's terrific for everything else, right? Scott Hansen.
I was like, it's not Brian.
Not Brian. It's Scott.
Scott Hansen hosts for NFL Network now. So Andrew Siciliano is no longer with the network. He's no longer hosting that version of the Red Zone. It's gone. But he's going to be doing the Gold Zone.
Oh. Between the 20s and not ever seeing any of the touchdowns. No.
Everything else.
Just fumbles. So he's going to be working with Peacock, and he will be live streaming on Peacock during the Olympics, and he's going to be doing a Red Zone-style show, cutting right to the action.
Different events.
Right to whatever you need to see in the Olympics. You're not going to have to wait around in between trials or anything like that if you're watching the actual Olympic broadcast.
It's on Peacock.
I like this idea. Surprise, surprise.
I love it.
You know, so much of Olympic coverage is pre-packaged, tape delayed, you know, for the masses, for primetime viewing on NBC. Which is fine. They do a good job of it. But if you're a sports fan, it's not what you're used to watching. You want to see live drama play out. But then you end up having to watch like 2.5 hours of trials and semifinals and finals of guys running the same 100-meter race over and over again. And it gets kind of boring. But what if all you got were the best parts?
I'm in.
Back and forth to different events. All right, this is happening now. This is happening now. And you don't have to go to 17 different NBC affiliate options to find the equestrian. Oh, right now they're doing the finals of the show jumping. I would watch that, actually.
Yeah,
if I knew it was on right then, if I don't have to find it myself, I would do it.
I believe they've done this for past Olympics, but it was like streaming online or something like that. Now with most people on board with the smart TVs, the Rokus, the Amazon Fire Sticks or whatever, like this will be their biggest audience being on Peacock streaming the Gold Zone.
My wife is such an Olympics lover. I'm going to be inundated in my home, whether I like it or not.
Scott Hansen will be a part of it as well. He's going to be helping out with Siciliano. So it'll be both the NFL Red Zone guys and then Akbar Gbaja.
You got it.
Gbaja Mila?
No. Close. Gbaja Mila. The G is kind of sound. Gbaja Mila.
Gbaja Mila.
San Diego State guy, Paul. You probably went to school with him.
No.
Or Kabir.
He was right before me.
Akbar was right before you or Kabir? They both went to...
Akbar was right before me. Right. I'd have to look. Nobody cares, though.
So.
So I'm all in on the Gold Zone.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
All right, and then finally, I haven't even sifted through this story. Woods just sent it over and said, this is your story today. And it's about a man, I think, living a dream that we've all had probably at some point. Maybe not this particular store, but we've all thought, what would this be like? Florida man broke into a Walgreens. We didn't break in, actually. He went into a Walgreens.
Went in when it was open.
You can go in during business hours, and he went and used the restroom. He stayed in the restroom for 5 hours until they closed up.
To make sure everyone was gone. Did he, like, have to stand up on the toilet seat so they can't look under and make sure no one's in there?
Yeah. Stay in the stall, but hide your legs, your feet. So he stayed in the bathroom for 5 hours, and then after they closed and everybody, all the employees left...
Shut it down.
He had himself a feast of junk food and just went crazy all night long inside of a...
What is that noise?
It's the camera clicking?
No. It sounds like wind is blowing through. You hear that? You hear?
I do hear that.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know. Windstorm?
A windstorm in our studio. Sorry.
Doubt anyone can hear that driving in their car, but go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Just unplug my headphones. I don't know if that's going to make a difference. A little bit.
All right. What did he eat?
Let's see here.
He's in a Walgreens.
As officers arrived, they saw a male through the front door of the business stealing a pack of cigarettes from behind the counter.
Okay.
He just says a feast of junk food. He was found to have taken and consumed several items, including Tostitos spinach dip,
okay,
chips, Reese's, Ghirardelli chocolate bars,
Dr. Pepper. Did he have access to like a microwave? You don't want cold spinach dip.
There's no microwave at Walgreens.
So that's what I'm thinking. That's a bad choice.
You can eat it cold out of the jar. You can.
It's got to be heated up.
I think you're missing
spinach dip has to be warm.
You're missing the plot here.
He's told police he just came in to use the restroom.
Yeah. 6 hours ago.
They did not say...
It's like an Ocean's 11 style heist.
That's a heist.
Snacks.
Yes.
Charged with burglary of an unoccupied structure, larceny and petty theft, resisting an officer without violence, and battery on a law enforcement officer.
Wait, resisting...
Resisting...
Do they have to drag him out of there?
Don't take me away from my snacks.
Without violence.
Without violence. But, he entered the business at 9:40 p.m., he went into the restroom, and then he was seen on... Where was this?
Walgreens in Florida.
He left the bathroom at 2:42 in the morning.
Here's the question to ponder, then, while we take a break after the Rindle Report. If you had to be locked inside one store overnight, but you could do anything you wanted when you were in that store, what store would you choose?
That's why I say we've all thought about this.
That adult superstore that we talked about yesterday. 100%.
Could get weird.
Could get very weird.
Think about it.
Don't know what you eat. Well, I do. There's food in there.
There's edible food. Edible things.
That's true.
Edible items.
That is true.
And we will come back and discuss on the other side here after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man.
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're trapped by choice overnight.
Yeah, no-brainer here.
In any store you want.
No-brainer. Costco, and it's not even
That's
close.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, that was my... I didn't even
now,
think about it.
Actually, I could do a year there. A year.
Well,
they got everything.
Well, but a lot of their good stuff is in like the frozen food section.
So you go get it and bring it out.
Yeah, but you don't have a microwave again.
They literally sell
Costco.
Ovens there.
Well, that's a good point. But can you?
Oh, where are you going to sit?
Well, they have couches.
They got couches. Well, what are you going to watch? They have 100-inch TVs.
You really thought this through.
Yeah, video game. I'm begging you, somebody to lock me in a Costco for a year. A year. I could do a year there standing on my head, right?
Done.
It would be the greatest. They come in after. I mean, it looked like a war zone when they walk in after a year. Hey, how's it look? I'm 300 pounds. Oh, they have weights in there, too. What don't they have at Costco that you would need? Nothing. The answer is nothing.
Beds.
I think they have beds.
They got everything. Did you say eggs or beds?
Beds.
Oh, they have beds? Yeah.
They got it all.
They got sheets. So you can change your sheets.
Yeah.
The washer and dryer.
You needed medications.
And music.
You're good there.
I think they sell guitars. I mean, you can do anything. You could clear stuff out.
TVs. I don't know if you could like attach the cable box or anything.
Yeah, but there's something. There's probably DVDs there, right?
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Wow.
You'd have to like open up a PS5 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Pastries.
Hook up Netflix, sign in, but like it's all there.
It's all there.
Lots of bread items. Those are good.
There's everything.
If you get sick, there's a pharmacy.
Yeah. You want to do the eye test? They have an optometrist.
Yeah,
if you want a new tire, if you want to roll tires down the aisles, you can. They sell tires.
We'll get your arm and the blood pressure and just see how we're doing.
The blood pressure cuff.
They have a Costco.
The worst.
It's more of a CVS thing in my mind.
Oh, I think they have one. They have everything.
I wouldn't choose like Walgreens or CVS. I feel like you're very limited to.
You are.
Just little stack items and.
I mean, I remember as a kid, it was always it was Toys R Us. I had dreams of being able to be locked in a Toys R Us, and it's just like, have fun, go for it.
Tom Hanks sliding on the piano at, where is that, F.A.O.
Schwartz?
F.A.O.
Schwartz,
It'd be so much fun. So much fun. It'd be a blast. There's tents in Costco.
Costco's got to be number one.
Yeah, I don't know that I can beat Costco. That is a really good choice.
I mean, even like if you said Target, you're like, well, why wouldn't you just do Costco then?
Right. Ask Pro Shops.
Ask Pro Shops. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would you do, though?
At Bass Pro Shops?
Yeah.
I don't know. Shoot BB guns and fish.
Dick's Sporting
and stuff.
Goods?
Dick's Sporting Goods would be fun for a while,
not
but.
Bad.
Kind of lose its luster. They have some snacks up front, but you're not living on Big League Chew and
Sun
Prime.
Plenty of beef jerky.
Yeah, there's like those little
Gatorade chews.
Here's more of that runner's goo that I'm. Man, I'm so full of energy in here. Hang on.
I'm sorry, laugh at runner's goo. I'm sure there are some runners who love their goo. Tony Gwynn Jr. talks about eating some sort of... He's got his endorsement where he talks about his goo. He likes his magnesium.
Symbiotica? I mean, that stuff works.
Yeah, Symbiotica
goo. The runner's goo works.
Tastes like delicious vanilla cream, he says. I don't know. I'm not really a person who just wants to eat goo.
Save that.
Oh, that's not bad. Have you ever been to Buc-ee's?
Yeah, Buc-ee's is great.
Like a giant truck stop would be a pretty good spot.
They have showers in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would never go in one now. Like, I wouldn't stop in. I need to rinse. We're on our way to Arizona. Paul, you might have to take a quick shower. I'll be right back.
What? We're an hour away. Like.
Dude, I smell. This truck's so sweaty. Oh, God.
I assume those are for truck drivers on multi-night runs and they want to stop for a shower.
100%.
Feel refreshed. But 100%. Yeah, I can't imagine ever doing a truck stop shower myself.
I'll give you $100. The next time we go somewhere, I will give you one.
I'm good for $100.
$200 next trip to Arizona. You have to go in, and I mean fully nude, shower, towel, wash your hair, everything.
I'm sure there's a procedure for it.
We're just 20 miles outside of Gila Bend.
Me and Paul, we're out front smoking cigarettes waiting for Ben to get out of his shower. It's done. Next year, the truck stop shower is happening. It is happening. It's happening. It's happening. Write it down, Paul. Put it in your phone for spring training bits.
Do they even have them at the ones we go? San Diego and Phoenix. They have showers.
The Flying J, there's definitely showers in there.
Yeah.
Definitely. Will you do it?
For $100?
$200.
Yeah, I would do that.
Done.
Why not?
I can't wait for this.
I mean, people do it.
Yeah.
You know, they do it because they want to.
You don't do it. You're not people.
I don't know. I'm not people. I know that.
You are not people. Ben in the chat says, I'll pay you $200 to cosplay as a blue-collar worker. I got $200 on that. I just want to see Ben do all the stuff he's never done. I want to see him wait tables. I want to see
him change a tire.
I want to see him change a tire. Customer service. Any of it. You'd be good at customer service. You'd be really, really elite. You may not like it.
I don't think
but he would be good. Because he would wear it.
I have patience. I can wear it.
You don't get too...
Yeah, I can see that.
But I can see him getting in trouble with his work because he'd be like, you know what? Actually, I'm on your side.
I agree with you.
We are overcharging.
But a good customer service rep will do that. They really will do that. I feel bad, man. I always try to be extra nice to them because you know they're getting chewed out on the daily. Dirty jobs featuring Ben, says Megan. Yes. But a dirty job for Ben is like mowing the lawn. That's like your dirty job.
That's the dirtiest job that I would even do. I don't do that anymore. I used to.
I can't wait for truck stop shower. I really can't wait.
I clean our toilets.
Yeah.
It's a dirty job.
It is a dirty job.
I do. Ew. Yeah.
Ew. Is that
him? Ew.
Where's that from?
I don't know.
Where's that from?
Ew.
Where's that from?
I don't know.
Ew.
Fantastic. That's fantastic.
All right, let's take our final timeout. We're going until 10 o'clock. Oh, Annie and Elston coming up.
Oh, hello.
Hey, woo! You two. Good morning.
We are back
to
wrap things up. Final segment. The second half is almost upon us. Padres head out to Cleveland 2-0.
Do you want to hear
start the second half
how the first half sounded?
Oh, we have that?
Oh, I love that. Padres heartbeat?
The Padres heartbeat. We did it last year.
It's up to you guys.
Yeah, let's do it. 99 games worth of Padres.
Oh, my God.
Encapsulated.
Yeah, by our audio.
Our audio. Coming up next.
Ben's audio.
Your audio.
With Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Used to be they held the ESPYs on this day after the All-Star game.
Oof.
Kind of the emptiest day of the sports calendar.
Oof.
But they did that last week. So what are we left with today? I'm kind of curious here.
Sports-wise?
Yeah. There are two WNBA games, one at 10 o'clock this morning, and then the last WNBA game until after the Olympics will be Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever visiting Dallas at 4:30 on ESPN.
Okay.
You got a full slate of NBA Summer League games if you're interested in following the rookies,
etc. I just call this day the perfect day.
And then we got a lot of MLS action tonight. MLS taking advantage with a absolute, like, complete, like, every team is playing an MLS game tonight to make sure that they can be the one sports league that is fully midseason and trying to take advantage of day without baseball or really anything else.
Do you have to work news tonight?
I do not.
You SOB. That time. It finally timed out good for
you. Did. I know. So I'm off tonight.
Who's does Steve work for you?
No, Steve's in Hawaii. We have a new...
We have another Steve going to Hawaii soon.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Tali, our newest reporter who did some sports back in...
I know her.
You know Tali?
Didn't she do SEAL stuff?
I don't think so.
What's her last name?
That's a
Anderson?
Good question. No.
Oh, never mind.
No. She was working in Palm Springs... doing reporting and some sports.
How many tallies could there be in sports? This is what I want
to
know.
In this market.
Let's see. Her last name is LaToy.
Oh, never mind.
Apparently,
so
at least two.
More than one.
Asked and answered.
Sorry.
All right. So I'm off tonight, and I can enjoy the sportsless mostly sportsless evening on the day after the All-Star game.
Well, I feel like we need to give you an assignment of some sorts if you're just going to be...
What do you think I'm doing? I've got the afternoon off.
Golfing.
Yes.
Where are you golfing?
Golfing with my dad.
Oh, you are?
Rancho Santa Fe. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Okay. So tonight, what should Ben watch?
It's a good question. I don't have any plans at the moment.
Is there anything that you...
We just started The Bear. We watched the first episode of season three.
It's spectacular.
So if probably you, would be heading in that direction.
If you don't binge
The Bear,
that, which I recommend. It's great. But also, it's nice to stretch it out. I didn't, and I wish I had.
I crushed it in one weekend.
Me too, and now I'm like, I have nothing. I spent some time a couple nights ago with a very old friend. A movie, Ben, that I think you would really enjoy, and it's called Crazy Heart.
Oh, yes.
Jeff Bridges is in it. Colin Farrell is in it. And Maggie Gyllenhaal is in it. And it's the fictional story of Bad Blake, broken down country singer, with still a little bit left to prove. Jeff Bridges is...
Sounds a little Star is Born-ish.
Star is... Yeah, exactly. But it's not... It's not.
Did Jeff Bridges win...
He did.
An award for that?
He did. He sings and plays, and you watch this character, you're like, you're Bad Blake. So I love that movie so much, I'd forgotten it. And I remembered it the other night, and I watched it, and it put me at ease. It's such a good movie. If you get a chance to watch Crazy Heart. It's really good. I'll expect your review.
It's on Max.
Oh, is it?
I've got Max.
I bought it.
Of course you did.
You know what they really need? If you like Google a movie, the first thing that should come up is where is it available for free?
They do.
Where
they
is,
have it.
It's not that easy.
They have that.
I just did it. I don't see it. Doesn't say this is on Max right now.
Well, that means it's all, you have to rent it.
But
I'll give you $4.
I've got it, but I don't have a listing for anything. It doesn't say where it is, other than watch now $3.59.
Yeah, I'll give you $4. I just said.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, that's where it's available. So right now it's not streaming anymore.
So it's not streaming. You go to. Do you have iTunes? You do. Yeah, I'll give you the $4.
Amazon Prime.
Crazy Heart on me.
Prime Video.
Crazy Heart on Woods tonight.
Right. It's so good, man. It's so good. Yeah, he is in a band and stuff in real life, so obviously he was but the role he plays, Bad Blake.
It's really, really good.
It's
I love
so
that
good.
Movie.
I love it too.
I remember when it came out, I went and saw it in theaters, and I thought my biggest takeaway was all of this music is good music.
Yes.
Somebody like artists spend years putting together an album,
right?
And this was a movie.
It was a movie
and
soundtrack.
The whole soundtrack could have been a current country album.
It's better than any new country that's out there by far.
And I go, somebody had to like write all these songs.
Ryan Bingham,
all of the music.
Ryan Bingham did.
And you're like, and it's just not get. I don't want to say getting wasted, but it's just all going
to
a movie.
Yeah, Ryan Bingham did a lot of the songs there. The Weary Kind he wrote. I mean, it'll knock your socks off. It's that good. And he's like the surliest old drunk, and it's just fantastic. You will really love it. T-Bone Burnett, I think, did some songs for that record, too. It's really good.
Oh, Tim says the World Series of Poker Final Table is on tonight. I haven't watched that in a while.
I could see you watching that.
I hear it's the largest ever main event in World Series of Poker history. I had a buddy who made it to the fourth day. Wasn't even close to making the money. Was in the main event of the World Series of Poker.
It's crazy. Crazy. All right, let's do...
All right, we'll check traffic,
oh boy.
And then when we come back, what do we call this? Padres Heartbeat.
Padres Heartbeat. You're going to love it, or you're going to hate it.
We chronicle the first half of the season. Wins and losses.
Yes. Jeff Bridges. Funny how far it feels like flying. So good. You'll love it.
All right, I like Jeff Bridges.
He's amazing.
It's coming up after check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
This northbound 805 just won't quit. A couple of earlier crashes, now a new one right before university. Looks like a couple vehicles involved in this one, including a semi. It's over to the right shoulder. Also going to find on the northbound 15, just before the 805, some sort of large debris in the slow lane. Southbound 5 Coastline before Loma Santa Fe, there is a collision over the right shoulder. Cordell traffic cam shows this collision westbound 56 past Camino del Sur. That is now in the center divide. I'm Kelly Danik with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
So, Polly, what represents a win and what represents a loss?
Yes.
For the San Diego Padres.
We did this.
Here.
I had to go back and try to find when we did this. It was several years ago. It was 2021. We did.
We haven't done it since?
No.
What is the problem?
And we
probably because people hated it.
Yeah, we bailed pretty, maybe a month in.
We were doing it every day.
Well, this is just one time.
This is
the one time, the first half recap. So in 2021, we had two sound drops, one for a win, one for a loss. Put them all together. Here's how it sounded.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dang it. Dang it.
Yes.
Dang it.
So I had to come up with different.
Oh, okay. So you've mixed it up here.
Yes. So let's
yes,
see.
Yes, yes, yes.
For a win, you will hear. And for a loss, you will hear.
Suck. So this is 99 games, and you'll get a sense of like the rhythm of the season.
The rhythm, yeah. It's the rhythm.
They lost opening day in Korea against the Dodgers. They won the next day, so it'll be. That's how it'll start, and then you'll just get an idea of the ups and downs. You know, the 5-game losing streaks, the winning runs, especially kind of there in June.
I made this last night, and I go already. I don't know that we make it through the end of this.
All right, are we ready?
99
starting Wednesday, March 20th, ending Sunday, July 14th. Here is the Ben and Woods heartbeat of the Padres.
I'm glad we waited till the end for the
first half of the season. Here we go. Suck. 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 Suck.
Nice.
Suck. 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 Suck.
Oh,
suck.
Philly sweep.
Oh,
suck.
My God.
Bounce back.
Nice.
Suck. Suck.
2-3 from the Dodgers. Suck. That's nice.
Suck. Suck.
Oh, Rockies.
Suck. 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 Suck.
Ah, couldn't finish off the sweep of the Marlins.
Suck. Ah. Suck.
Oh,
suck.
Angels.
Suck.
Oh.
Suck. Suck.
First sweep against the A's
suck.
There.
Suck. Suck.
No, and then
suck.
The Mets.
Suck.
And the Phillies. Yep.
All right, here we go.
Suck.
Sweep the Nats. Take the first two in Boston.
Suck. Suck.
And now, suck,
suck,
suck, suck, suck, suck. And there you go. That is the first half of the San Diego Padres season.
Shelson, imagine turning on the radio to this. That's so uncomfortably.
Oh, God.
I made it like, I'd say like 40 was my cutoff. We had 59 to go after that. This is our job, by the way. This is our job.
I think it's kind of telling and educational.
It really is. It kind of is.
It gives the you suck. A really feel for the first half of the season.
The suck is fantastic. Suck, 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 suck.
Early on, it was more back and forth. Like, they win one, lose one, win one, lose one. And but then after the first like month or so, it was these jags of win, bunch of wins, maybe a loss thrown in, and then a bunch of losses, and then a bunch of wins. And it was like that. Through the end of the first half of the season.
Can you imagine if we truly updated that every day and did that every day?
People would, they'd be coming after us. You know what I mean?
No, not every day. But I feel like at the end of the season, we should do it one more time after 162.
Holy
oh, God.
Crap.
For the whole.
Another 63 games added on to the end.
Oh, my God.
I mean, hopefully, all the way through the playoffs, if you can end with a, you know.
A bang.
Then. Then you win the World Series. Every other team, you know, you ends in a suck.
Brandon says never again. I'm
suck,
sorry, man.
Suck,
like it has
suck,
to happen.
Suck. Suck.
Oh, that's so good. Well
suck.
Done.
Too many of those, you get eliminated.
That's right. Cannot have too many more sucks coming up.
You need more. You need more.
More laughs.
And less sucks the rest of the way if you want to make the postseason.
Jocelyn says we're in our van. My daughter just said, what is wrong with them? Jocelyn and Jocelyn's daughter, so much is wrong with us.
I partly blame the All-Star break on it. There's only so much you can do during the All-Star break. If you missed it earlier, we were randomly FaceTiming people on our phones.
Yeah, it was great.
On the air.
Great segment.
Paulie and I didn't connect with anyone. Woods went 2 for 2, amazingly. First, got Skip Schumacher to answer.
Yep, he was at Starbucks.
During his All-Star break, getting coffee for the fam. And then you got Andy Buckley to answer, played David Wallace on The Office.
Yeah, it was elite.
On your honeymoon.
It was elite.
2 for 2.
Yeah, 2 for 2. It was really, really fun.
Brian O'Grady texted me about 5 minutes after the segment.
Oh!
He goes, crap, I just woke up, bro.
Oh, no.
At least he didn't wake him up.
He's got two little kids. He probably would have loved the distraction, man. That was a lot of fun. Fun show today. Let's end on a look back before we get out of here. Not outside. A look back. Not behind you.
What are we looking back?
Some of the top moments from the first half of our year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's go back to February 14th.
Now, what day would that be?
Valentine's Day.
And I thought to myself, well, I need Ben to read this because I want to hear him read this romantic song from a guy we know very well, Barry White. I was unfamiliar with it. And I said, well, this
is... A little foreplay here.
This is perfect. This is absolutely perfect. So if you would, Paulie...
Let's get it on.
This is Love Serenade.
Love Serenade. Oh, how sweet.
By Barry White. Yeah, this is for all the ladies out there, okay? So just close your eyes and listen. Just
listen to Ben Higgins.
This is a real song.
This was recorded.
Okay. Take it off. Baby, take it all off. I want to see you the way you came into the world.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to feel no clothes. I don't want to see no panties. And take off that brassiere, my dear. Everybody's gone.
I forgot.
I'm taking the receiver off the phone because, baby, you and me, this night, we're going to get it on to Love Serenade.
Panties.
You know I get in these moods. Well, you know how it is. And I'm very glad to know that you feel the same way, too. Baby, we're going to lay here and we're going to make love. And we're going to do it like it's supposed to be done.
Oh, my God.
Heaven only knows what goes on behind closed doors. The very depth of our souls will reach out tonight. You and me, baby, in Love Serenade. Make me want you. Tempt me. Tempt me. Tempt me. Make me need you. Let me long for you. You know what it's like when a man and woman become one. And the only real way you can do that, baby, is when we're making love to each other. When you reach that simple feeling when you're making love, it's like you're in another world. Help me. Help me. Oh, baby, help me. Lord, have mercy on me. By Barry White.
I had a Love Serenade this morning.
Did you?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you see any panties? Yes, I don't want to see no panties.
I'm leaving. I don't know what just happened. I don't know what just happened.
Adam says Barry White lived in Point Loma. Had no idea.
Did not know that either.
To have him in studio sometime.
He's dead. I think he is.
I think so, too. Oh, do we have more of that for tomorrow?
More of what?
Best of the first half.
Oh, yeah, we got more best.
Ben and Woods, 24.
I'm just going to ignore it, Paul. You should do the same.
Yeah. I don't know how to tease what's coming up tomorrow.
You can't.
Used to be they held the ESPYs on this day after the All-Star game. Oof. Kind of the emptiest day of the sports calendar.
Oof.
But they did that last week. So what are we left with today? I'm kind of curious here.
Sports-wise?
Yeah. There are two WNBA games, one at 10 o'clock this morning, and then the last WNBA game until after the Olympics will be Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever visiting Dallas at 4:30 on ESPN.
Okay.
You got a full slate of NBA Summer League games,
yes,
if you're interested in following the rookies,
et cetera. I just call this day the perfect day.
And then we got a lot of MLS action tonight. MLS taking advantage with a absolute, like, complete, like, every team is playing an MLS game tonight to make sure that they can be the one sports league that is fully midseason and trying to take advantage of day without baseball or really anything else.
Do you have to work news tonight?
I do not.
USOB, that time. It finally timed out good for you.
Did, I know. So I'm off tonight.
Who's does Steve work for you?
No, Steve's in Hawaii. We have a new...
We have another Steve going to Hawaii soon.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Tali, our newest reporter, who did some sports back in...
I know her.
You know Tali?
Didn't she work for the... Didn't she do SEAL stuff?
I don't think so.
What's her last name?
That's a
Anderson?
No.
Oh, never mind.
No. She was working in Palm Springs doing reporting and some sports.
How many Tallies could there be in sports? This is what I want
in
to know.
In this market.
Let's see. Her last name is LaToy.
Oh, never mind.
Apparently,
so more than one. More than one.
Asked and answered.
Sorry. All right.
So I'm off tonight, and I can enjoy the sportsless, mostly sportsless evening on the day after the All-Star game.
Well, I feel like we need to give you an assignment of some sorts if you're just going to be...
What do you think I'm doing? I've got the afternoon off.
Golfing.
Yes.
Where are you golfing?
Golfing with my dad.
Oh, you are?
Rancho Santa Fe. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Okay. So tonight, what should Ben watch?
It's a good question. I don't have any plans at the moment.
Is there anything that you...
We just started The Bear. We watched the first episode of season three.
It's spectacular.
So if probably you, would be heading in that direction.
If you don't binge
The Bear,
that, which I recommend, it's great. But also, it's nice to stretch it out. I didn't, and I wish I had.
I crushed it in one weekend.
Me too, and now I'm like, I have nothing. I spent some time a couple nights ago with a very old friend. A movie, Ben, that I think you would really enjoy, and it's called Crazy Heart.
Oh, yes.
Jeff Bridges is in it. Colin Farrell is in it. And Maggie Gyllenhaal is in it. And it's the fictional story of Bad Blake, broken down country singer, with still a little bit left to prove. Jeff Bridges is...
Sounds a little Star is Born-ish.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not.
Jeff Bridges win...
He did.
An award for that?
He did. He sings and plays, and you watch this character, you're like, you're Bad Blake. So I love that movie so much, I'd forgotten it, and I remembered it the other night, and I watched it, and it put me at ease. It's such a good movie. If you get a chance to watch Watch Crazy Heart. It's really good. I'll expect your review.
It's on Max.
Oh, is it?
I got Max.
I bought it.
Of course you did.
You know what they really need? If you like Google a movie, the first thing that should come up is where is it available for free?
They do.
Where
they have it.
It's not that easy. I just did it. I don't see it. It doesn't say this is on Max right now.
Well, you have to rent it. I'll give you $4.
But I don't have a listing for anything. It doesn't say where it is other than watch now $3.59.
Yeah,
but,
I'll give you $4. I just said.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, that's where it's available. So right now it's not streaming anymore.
So it's not streaming. Do you have iTunes? You do. Yeah, I'll give you the $4.
Amazon Prime.
Crazy Heart on me.
Prime Video.
Crazy Heart on Woods tonight.
Right. It's so good, man. It's so good. Yeah, he is in a band and stuff in real life, so obviously but the role he plays, Bad Blake.
It's really, really good.
It's
I love
so
that movie.
Good. I love it too.
I remember when it came out, I went and saw it in theaters, and I thought my biggest takeaway was all of this music is good music.
Yes.
Like, artists spend years putting together an album.
Right.
And this was a movie.
It was a movie and soundtrack.
The whole soundtrack could have been a current country album.
It's better than any new country that's out there, by far.
And I go, somebody had to, like, write all these songs.
Ryan Bingham.
All of the music.
Ryan Bingham did it.
And you're like, and it's just I don't want to say getting wasted, but it's just all going
to
a movie.
Yeah. Ryan Bingham did a lot of the songs there. The Weary Kind he wrote. It'll knock your socks off. It's that good. And he's like the surliest old drunk, and it's just fantastic. You will really love it. T-Bone Burnett, I think, did some songs for that record, too. It's really good.
Oh, Tim says the World Series of Poker Final Table is on tonight. I haven't watched that in a while.
I could see you watching that.
I hear it's the largest ever main event in World Series of Poker history. I had a buddy who made it to the fourth day. Wasn't even close to making the money. Was in the main event of the World Series of Poker.
It's crazy. So. Crazy. All right, let's do
All right, we'll check traffic, and then when we come back, what do we call this? Padres Heartbeat.
Padres Heartbeat. You're going to love it, or you're going to hate it.
We chronicle the first half of the season. Wins and losses. Yes.
Jack Bridges. You'll love it.
Nah, I like Jeff Bridges.
He's amazing.
It's coming up after check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
This northbound 805 just won't quit. A couple of earlier crashes, now a new one right before university. Looks like a couple vehicles involved in this one, including a semi. It's over to the right shoulder. Also going to find on the northbound 15, just before the 805, some sort of large debris in the slow lane. Southbound 5 Coastline before Loma Santa Fe, there is a collision over the right shoulder. Cordell traffic cam shows this collision westbound 56 past Camino del Sur. That is now in the center divide. I'm Kelly Danik with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
So, Polly, what represents a win and what represents a loss?
Yes.
For the San Diego Padres.
So we did this.
Here.
I had to go back and try to find when we did this. It was several years ago. It was 2021.
We haven't done it since?
No.
What is our problem?
And we
probably
bailed.
Because people hated it.
Yeah, we bailed pretty, maybe a month in.
We were doing it every day.
Well, this is just one time.
This is
the one time, the first half recap. So in 2021, we had two sound drops, one for a win, one for a loss. Put them all together. Here's how it sounded.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Dang it! Dang it!
Yes!
Dang it!
So I had to come up with different.
Oh, okay. So you've mixed it up here.
Yes. So let's
yes,
see.
Yes, yes, yes.
For a win, you will hear. And for a loss, you will hear.
Suck. So this is 99 games, and you'll get a sense of like the rhythm of the season.
The rhythm, yeah, it's the rhythm.
They lost opening day in Korea against the Dodgers. They won the next day, so it'll be... That's how it'll start, and then you'll just get an idea of the ups and downs, you know, the five-game losing streaks, the winning runs, especially kind of there in June.
I made this last night,
I'm
and I go,
already.
I don't know that we make it through the end of this.
All right. Are we ready?
99.
Right. Starting Wednesday, March 20th, ending Sunday, July 14th. Here is the Ben and Woods Heartbeat of the Padres.
I'm glad we waited till the end for the
first half of the season. Here we go. Suck. Suck, suck. Suck, suck. 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 Suck.
Nice.
Suck, suck, suck. Suck. Suck, suck, suck,
oh,
suck.
Philly sweep.
Suck.
Oh my god.
Bounce back.
Nice.
Suck. Suck. Two or three from the Dodgers. Suck. That's nice. Suck, suck.
Oh, Rockies.
Suck, suck. Suck, suck. Suck.
Couldn't finish off the sweep of the Marlins.
Suck. Suck. Suck.
Oh,
suck.
Angels.
Suck.
Oh.
Suck.
First sweep against the A's
suck,
there.
Suck. Suck.
Nope. And then
suck,
the Mets.
Suck.
And the Phillies.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Suck.
Sweep the Nats.
Take the first two in Boston.
Suck. Suck.
And now,
suck,
suck, suck, suck, suck, suck.
And there you go. That is the first half of the San Diego Padres season.
Shelson, imagine turning on the radio to this. That's so uncomfortably.
Oh, God.
I made it like, I'd say like 40 was my cutoff. We had 59 to go after that. This is our job, by the way. This is our job.
I think it's kind of telling and educational.
It really is. It kind of is.
Gives you a really feel for the first half of the season.
The suck is fantastic. Suck, 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 suck.
Early on, it was more back and forth. Like, they win one, lose one, win one, lose one. But then after the first, like, month or so, it was these jags of, a bunch of wins, maybe a loss thrown in, and then a bunch of losses, and then a bunch of wins. And it was like that through the end of the first half of the season.
Can you imagine if we truly updated that every day and did that every day?
People would... They'd be coming after us. You know what I mean?
No, not every day. But I feel like at the end of the season, we should do it one more time after 162.
Holy crap.
For the whole...
Another 63 games added on to the end.
Oh, my God. I mean, hopefully, all the way through the playoffs, if you can end with a, you know...
A bang.
Then then you win the World Series. Every other team, you know, it's going to suck.
Brandon says never again. Sorry, man.
Suck
to happen.
Suck.
Oh, that's so good.
Well suck. Done. Too many of those, you get eliminated.
That's right. Cannot have too many more sucks coming up.
You need more
laughs.
And less sucks the rest of the way if you want to make the postseason.
Jocelyn says, we're in our van. My daughter just said, what is wrong with them? Jocelyn and Jocelyn's daughter, so much is wrong with us.
I partly blame the All-Star break on it. There's only so much you can break. If you missed it earlier, we were randomly FaceTiming people on our phones.
Yeah, it was great.
On the air.
Great segment.
Paulie and I didn't connect with anyone. Woods went 2 for 2, amazingly. First, got Skip Schumacher to answer.
Yep, he was at Starbucks.
During his All-Star break, getting coffee for the fam. And then you got Andy Buckley to answer, played David Wallace on The Office.
Yeah, it was elite.
On your honeymoon.
It was elite.
2 for 2.
Yeah, 2 for 2. It was really, really fun.
Brian O'Grady texted me about 5 minutes after
the
segment.
Did
he? Goes, crap, I just woke up, bro.
Oh, no.
At least he didn't wake him up.
He's got two little kids. He's like, oh, he probably would love the distraction, man. That was a lot of fun. Fun show today. Let's end on a look back before we get out of here. Not outside. A look back. Not behind you.
What are we looking back?
Was it February?
Some of the top moments from the first half of our year.
Oh, okay.
Show.
Yep.
Yeah, let's go back to February 14th.
Now, what day would that be?
Valentine's Day.
And I thought to myself, well, I need Ben to read this because I want to hear him read this romantic song from a guy we know very well, Barry White. I was unfamiliar with it. And I said, well, this is...
A little foreplay here.
This is perfect. This is absolutely perfect. So if you would, Paulie.
Let's Get It On.
This is Love Serenade.
Love Serenade. Oh, how sweet.
By Barry White. Yeah, this is for all the ladies out there, okay? So just close your eyes and listen.
Listen to Ben Higgins.
This is a real song.
This was recorded.
Okay. Take it off. Baby, take it all off. I want to see you the way you came into the world.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to feel no clothes. I don't want to see no panties. And take off that brassiere, my dear. Everybody's gone.
I forgot.
I'm taking
that.
The receiver off the phone because, baby, you and me, this night, we're going to get it on to Love Serenade.
Panties.
You know I get in these moods. Well, you know how it is. And I'm very glad to know that you feel the same way, too. Baby, we're going to lay here, and we're going to make love. And we're going to do it like it's supposed to be done.
Oh, my God.
Heaven only knows what goes on behind closed doors. The very depth of our souls will reach out tonight. You and me, baby, in Love Serenade. Make me want you. Tempt me. Tempt me. Tempt me. Make me need you. Let me long for you. You know what it's like when a man and woman become one. And the only real way you can do that, baby, is when we're making love to each other. When you reach that simple feeling when you're making love, it's like you're in another world. Help me. Help me. Oh, baby, help me. Lord, have mercy on me. By Barry White.
Had a Love Serenade this morning.
Did you?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you see any panties? Because I don't want to see no panties.
I'm leaving. I don't know what just happened. I don't know what just happened.
Adam says Barry White lived in Point Loma. Had no idea.
Did not know that either.
To have him in studio sometime.
He's dead. I think he is.
I think so too. Oh, do we have more of that for tomorrow?
More of what?
Best of the first half.
Oh, yeah, we got more best.
Ben and Woods, 24.
I'm just going to ignore it, Paul. You should do the same.
Yeah. I don't know how to tease what's coming up tomorrow.
You can't. What time? Six?
Yeah.
Right out of the chute.
Right.
You're going to want to be here right from the start.
Right from the get-go.
Sounds like I maybe don't want to be here.
No, you do.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, you do. You absolutely want to be here. You of all people want to be here.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be another fun one tomorrow.
Okay.
Look, man, the wheels are off. They're clearly off.
That's going to be one 6 a.m. if you can find your way to a computer, smartphone, smart TV. Pull us up on YouTube. You might want to watch that one.
Let's just put it this way. There's a first time for everything.
I've done it before.
I mean, I don't think
you haven't done this.
You haven't done this.
This is not okay. That's not that.
What did you think I was talking about? What did you think I was bringing in here?
No,
did you think I was bringing a prostitute in here?
A little bit, yeah. It's you.
Hey, Ben, yeah, we're going to film. I know it's All Star Weekend. We're going to film you with a prostitute making
love.
And
did you say you've done this before?
You say you've done this before?
Oh, God. What the hell is happening right now?
He has lost his mind. No. All right, well, 6 a.m. It's going to be great. Enjoy your sports watching today.
Thank you.
Crazy.
Very little of it to be done on this Wednesday. But you do have Annie and Elston coming up next. They will carry you somehow through 2 o'clock.
Yeah, somehow. Some way.
It's as difficult as the last 4 hours. I feel for
them. Today was a breeze.
I feel for them.
A breeze.
Pauly, good job as always. Seems like he has to work a little bit harder on days like this.
He always comes
through for us. Our executive producer and imaging director for Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your day from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.